November, listen gentlemen. I apologize for the delay of starting our meeting. We know that we have rules. We will not start without a chairperson in the forum. So we will start with our meeting and welcome all who attended the meeting for today. We are having a challenge in Parliament. You know, we are having industrial strike, and we might be disrupted during our meeting, so we might be alert that at any time they may come and tell us to go out of the meeting. So we will work being alert that any time we can be disrupted. We'll start with the apologies. We have apologies here. The first apology that we have, the apology by the minister, is abroad with official business. And we know we have apologies to the deputy minister, who she has lost her mother. She's been with bereavement. We have the apology for Mr. Muguni, Honorable Muguni, who is busy with his health. And Mr. Makondo is having bereavement also. The other apology is for the chairperson. We are having an apology from the chairperson, who is also busy with other business issues. The other apologies for Mr. Chavekul, Honorable Chavekul, is attending the Tourism Portfolio Committee. And we have also Makaula, the member of EFF. She's also having some business matters to attend. Those are our apologies. I think if we allow those apologies,
Chairperson, can we just discuss the quorum situation? What is the quorum? Should we be, and whether we are a quorum, because it should be permanent members of the portfolio committee. If additional members attend, they attend as observers, so we must make sure that we have a quorum.
We never have observers of members of parliament. If a member of parliament, any member of parliament can attend any committee, we don't have observers. But I will allow the manager to give us the right information.
Thank you very much. That is indeed true. Any member of a parliament is allowed to attend any committee meeting and discuss the audit process with the voting. Thank you.
Thank you. So we'll go on with our meeting. We had a quorum. The issue for today, we are going to discuss just briefly. On the quarterly annual reports from our entities. Due to the challenges that we are faced with of the industrial strategy, we didn't have proper preparations. Members will get a presentation now. I don't know how are they going to participate. Where they just see the presentation now. So this is the challenge of the strike. We don't know who is here, but I think they will receive information from the department that we are having CDM water, we also have Mungeni water, and we have Lebello water, Brand water, and Bloom water. All the six entities are here. So most of the time members will complain about the presentations that come late. Maybe they will understand due to the challenges we face with the industrial strike. If members are comfortable, we'll go on the meeting.
Okay, correct. This is a bit inconvenient, and we just contacted the department yesterday to find out if this meeting was still going ahead for this very reason. We understand it's a strike action, and for that very reason, this meeting should actually have been postponed. The mere fact that even the chairperson is not here, that is not something that just happened this morning. That's something we knew about yesterday. So I think the planning, once again, has now resulted in us. We're not going to do this meeting justice. We're not going to do this report justice. And we could have averted all this yesterday already by notifying everybody. And I think it's not really acceptable, Chair. And that needs to be communicated to the Chair. You should have made a call yesterday. This meeting should have been postponed yesterday already.
See, what bothers me, I was in communication with the Chair yesterday concerning this meeting, and there was no indication from his side that he's not going to attend the meeting. So I don't know whether something came up that there is a specific reason why he's not here. Then furthermore, Chair, I would like to be excused, and I know that's not going to be a problem. I want to be excused at 11 o'clock. I will be back within half an hour. I've just, one of my colleagues are being sworn in as a member of the NCOP. I would like to attend that. The NCOP building in the chairperson's office. So if you allow me and excuse me, 11 o'clock, just 5 to 11, I think it will take about 10 minutes, and then maybe that, if there's not a quorum, it could just be convenient having a tea break then.
Members allows us, we know the challenges, we also make sure that we make a formal sitting, but due to the challenges that we are having, it's true that we won't make justice with this report, especially with our financial report. We don't have a content advisor, we don't have a researcher, we just listen to you, and due to the reports that you get now, our participation will be poor. I do agree with members. Our challenge was that it is a fruitless expenditure to the department. That was our own main challenge, that you are here, and our poor planning is affecting you in terms of your financial issues. My suggestion is that we were waited to formally postpone this meeting, because we can't just do it for just compliance, but we have to address issues clearly. Do you know that we are having a challenge, a big challenge in water and sanitation? We can't just comply that you present to us and that's it. So we will request your person to make sure that he convene another meeting, and he must write to the minister to apologize for what is happening, especially in terms of the resources of the department and the water board. There's nothing we can do. Because even now, in 10 to 20 minutes, they may come and disrupt us. So, I think we will adjourn the meeting.
If I can just make a recommendation, on the 24th and 25th, we've been told that there will be additional plenaries. Because of the program. Perhaps it's a possibility, because that's actually a bonus meet day that we will have. If possible, that we could convene this meeting on the 21st, the Wednesday 21st day, because we'll be here in the afternoon, so it would make sense for us to have a committee meeting in the morning. So perhaps if you can convey that to the chairperson.
The manager will do that. If members are here for the decision.
Just the last question. We have planned our own oversight to listen to. We'd just like to know whether that's still going to go ahead. We maybe can be informed on that as well. Because if we're going, then we can't have a sitting at that day because we're not going to be here.
Okay, let me
I agree with you that we must postpone the portfolio committee meeting. That I've got a problem or a concern that I want to raise with you
and the manager. I think we saw this coming. Yesterday we tried to check as to whether this meeting is going to materialize. But they were not coming up here to say, no, we don't have to come. And I think the issue that we are talking about now of fruitless expenditure, we should have avoided it. But somebody somewhere decided to make a point that we do have this meeting today. So please, if really we are postponing, make sure that next time when you call us to the meeting is going to take place. It's not correct. Really, it's not correct. It's just unfair. We must make sure that when we talk about monitoring and evaluation, we first monitor ourselves. We first manage ourselves. What is it that we're doing? Are we not practicing the things that we're saying time and again to say we don't have to do this? So please manage and accept them. Just go and sit down and go through your things and you decide whether we'll be having this meeting next week or not. If the situation is still like this, please don't call us. Thank you.
Thank you. On the, because I'm the chairperson, I'll just take all the groups that are coming to me. On the issue of Lesotho, the manager may will assist.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. As far as I know, there is a postal application that was submitted to the Office of the House Chairperson and the Speaker for the members of the CC on Water to visit Lesotho. That was submitted yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. So we are still waiting for a response from those political offices. And the dates are indeed the dates that the member proposed for the meeting.
Thank you. We'll make sure that everything is workable in a good manner. This is our first challenge that we have seen, and we apologize for what has happened. So we are learning from our mistakes. The mission is adjourned.
And you can improve my day. No, I wasn't never read. Not a deadline.
Okay, thank you for the Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ben, nog wat kunnen daar. Ja.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No, I don't know. Thank you. water.
Okay. Trouble.
Thank you.